Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings San Francisco. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, December 11th. You'll be interested to know, 89 years ago, today, in 1936, Edward VIII chose to relinquish the throne to Mary Wallace Simpson, a twice-divorced American socialite, creating a constitutional and emotional moment for the monarchy. His decision transformed the crown by placing personal choice and public duty intention and led to a renewed emphasis on stability and continuity in royal succession. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Ocean Beach. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 6 to 8+ feet. Conditions stay clean through the morning, holding at 6 to 9 feet until noon. By early afternoon, waves shift to 7 to 9 feet and become fair as the wind turns sideshore at 9 miles per hour. Expect the wind to remain sideshore as the day goes on. Best time to ride is at 12 p.m. with a 3-foot incoming low tide, when the west-northwest swell is 6 feet at 14 seconds, and the offshore wind is 9 mile per hour. The first low tide on Thursday will be 2.5 feet, just before 11 a.m., followed by a 4.5-foot high tide at 4:30. The nearshore buoy in San Francisco Bar reads 56 degrees for the water temperature. Expect solid conditions on Friday with waves ranging from 6 to 8+ feet and clean faces throughout the day. Saturday sees a decrease in size to 3 to 5 feet, but maintains clean conditions, though expect some fading swell by afternoon. Sunday brings smaller waves at 2 to 3+ feet, with steady conditions making it a fair day for a relaxed session. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 43 degrees, with 10 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:51, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:17. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be sunny with a high near 57 and a north-northeast breeze of 6 to 12 miles per hour. Saturday and Sunday stay dry and milder with highs near 59 and lows in the upper 40s. Monday brings mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain showers after 10 a.m. and overnight into Monday night with patchy fog with lows near 53. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in an extraordinary incident in San Francisco, a woman gave birth in a driverless Waymo taxi while en route to UC San Francisco Medical Center on Monday. Waymo confirmed this is not the first birth to occur in one of its autonomous vehicles. As the mother traveled to the hospital, the rider support team detected unusual activity, initiated a check, and contacted emergency services. The mother and her newborn arrived safely, and Waymo expressed pride in being a trusted ride for moments big and small. The vehicle was later removed from service for cleaning, highlighting the innovative, yet complex, nature of autonomous transportation in the city. Now on to sports. Why did the Colts gamble on Phillip Rivers to save their season? He can still sling it. On December 9th, 2025, the text message rolled in while Rivers was shaking off rust. "If this report is true, then I'm all in," Frank Reich wrote. Rivers considered two options: returning to the 8-5 Indianapolis Colts or heading home to Alabama. In a stunning unretirement, Rivers is back in the NFL 5 years later, likely the Colts' best hope to avoid a late-season collapse. General manager Chris Ballard knows this gamble could define the season. It's a bold move to sign a 44-year-old quarterback. And tonight, on Thursday Night Football, Kirk Cousins and the Falcons aim to play spoiler against Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers. The Atlanta Falcons, with a record of 4 wins and 9 losses, visit the Buccaneers, who have 7 wins and 6 losses. The Buccaneers were on track for a 5th straight division title, but have lost 3 consecutive games. Falcons coach Raheem Morris stated, "You never want to be in this spot," referring to playoff elimination. Mayfield emphasized the importance of expecting their best from the Falcons, knowing they aim to ruin the Buccaneers' playoff chances. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern on Prime Video. In local sports, Steph Curry, after missing the Warriors' last 5 games, was a full participant in Wednesday's practice and scrimmage, and is on track to return from a left quad injury Friday against the Minnesota Timberwolves at Chase Center. Warriors coach Steve Kerr stated, "It's looking good," following practice. The Warriors concluded a 2-win, 1-loss, 3-game road trip without Curry and took Monday and Tuesday off. Curry exited the Warriors' home loss to the Houston Rockets on November 26 with a limp after scoring 14 points. His younger brother Seth is now on the roster, contributing to a much different team. In top news, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates for the 3rd time this year, and this quarter-point reduction might not lead to lower mortgage or car loan rates immediately. Although Fed cuts influence banks' loan rates, they do not control them directly. Bankrate financial analyst Steph Cates stated, "We're not going to see mortgage rates, car loans, savings rates all at once have a step change down by exactly 0.25%. For mortgages, the 30-year rate is around 6.19% and is influenced more by Treasury bond yields. Auto loan rates, averaging 6.6%, are also affected by many factors, including borrower credit scores. In business news, S&P and NASDAQ futures fell Wednesday night as Oracle's results reignited fears about high-flying tech stocks, despite the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate cut boosting U.S. equity markets in the prior session. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 43 points, or 0.1%. Oracle shares tumbled 11% after posting disappointing quarterly revenue and raising its spending forecast. In after-hours trading, other AI plays also fell, including NVIDIA down 1%. And CoreWeave down more than 3%. Investors suggest caution ahead, as the central bank remains in a wait-and-see mode regarding future monetary policy. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% to $90,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just under $3,200. And XRP is down 4% to $2.00. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. One side of Earth is rapidly getting colder than the other. Research shows the Pacific hemisphere is losing heat faster than the African hemisphere. Scientists from the University of Oslo indicate that one side of Earth's interior is losing heat much faster than the other side. A study published in Geophysical Research Letters reveals that parts of Earth have been insulated by more landmass, creating a thermos layer that traps heat. The Pacific hemisphere has cooled about 50 Kelvin more than the African hemisphere. This suggests that the Pacific was much hotter at a certain moment in time. And in entertainment news, Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson are expected to reprise their roles as Katniss Everdeen and Peeta Mellark in the Hunger Games prequel, Sunrise on the Reaping. This Lionsgate movie is based on the latest novel by Suzanne Collins, following the events of the 50th Hunger Games, 24 years before Katniss and Peeta entered the killing field. The story centers on Haymitch's experience in the games as a 16-year-old, played by Joseph Zada. The film is set for release on November 20th, 2026, directed by Francis Lawrence. It also stars Elle Fanning, Ralph Fiennes, Kieran Culkin, and Jesse Plemons, among others. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Albert Hubbard. And he said, "The greatest mistake you can make in life is to be continually fearing you will make one." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Morning San Francisco.